Well, now to the Financial Services Royal Commission, which has been hearing about misconduct in Australia's insurance sector. Some of the country's best-known insurance companies are being accused of overcharging their customers and selling them products they don't need, and of denying vulnerable consumers claims. The ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, is covering the Royal Commission, and he joins us now. Peter, this is shaping up as another disturbing chapter in the Royal Commission. What has the Commission heard this morning?
Eleanor, a counsel assisting the Royal Commission, Rowena Orr QC, is back at the Royal Commission. She's been outlining the often dark world of life and general insurance products in a range of misconduct that some big brands have already fessed up to. For example, Freedom Insurance, 9 cases of misconduct, 76 cases of falling below community standards, Clearview, 222 admissions of misconduct, 16 relating to false or misleading advice, 1 case of a person being coerced into signing a policy, AMP admissions about misconduct in rewriting policies to collect higher premiums that would translate into higher commissions, the Commonwealth Bank through its CommInsure arm for using outdated definitions with its trauma policies. Rowena Orr then got to the Hong Kong-owned AIA, which is in the process of buying CommInsure after the CBA sold it off a couple of years ago, and rolled out shoddy practices that the insurer has admitted to.
AIA acknowledged that it had engaged in misconduct by overcharging premiums. In November 2009, AIA identified that premium payments were being deducted twice from customer credit cards as a result of a system error. The total amount overcharged was $775,000. AIA acknowledged that it had engaged in conduct that fell below community standards and expectations by incorrectly calculating the pre-disablement income of policyholders making a claim, and led to an expected underpayment to policyholders of more than $3.9 million.
So that's Senior Counsel Assisting the Royal Commission, Rowena Orr QC. Now, Peter, you reported earlier today about a disability pensioner who was locked into a life insurance policy she didn't need. There has been a development on that. Tell us what's happened.
That's right. After that story on AM this morning regarding that 51-year-old disability pensioner who was sold an inappropriate life insurance policy, her family member, Ben Hodgson, received a call to say the premiums would be refunded. There was also an apology, I'm told, from Woolworths Insurance, and Mr. Hodgson has been told the sales and resolution processes at Woolworths Insurance would be reviewed.
The companies are clearly reacting to having some of their less savoury practices exposed. Now, Peter, also today, the National Australia Bank announced it won't raise its main interest rate along with the other major banks. To what extent is that likely to be related to revelations about the NAB at the Royal Commission?
Well, at the moment, the NAB is facing possible criminal breaches of the Corporations Act for charging fees for no service, and its reputation's been badly damaged by the Royal Commission revelations. But, of course, it's no coincidence about the timing of the NAB saying interest rates would stay on hold, and its chief executive Andrew Thorburn told me that holding back on raising rates is part of a strategy to rebuild trust.
We believe that our customers are the foundation of the bank, and we know that we need to rebuild the trust of our customers, and we need to listen, and we need to act differently.
And that issue of rebuilding trust goes right to what we've been hearing from the Royal Commission in relation to the NAB.
Well, I think there's a bigger picture. I think our whole industry is at a point of a burning platform. If you hear the whole story, we've drifted a long way away from where we were as a bank, say, 20 years ago, and as a banker. Show we're listening and show we're acting differently.
But if it wasn't for the Royal Commission, you'd be doing the commercial thing and lifting rates like your competitors, I would imagine.
Look, I think all this has really caused us to think, what is the purpose of the bank? And the purpose of the bank is to serve our clients.
But by not raising rates, you're taking a financial hit by not covering the higher cost of money on global markets.
Well, it's right that we are subject to the same, you know, funding cost, but I think we've got to get back focused on our customers.
And given that the term criminal breaches has been mentioned in relation to the National Australia Bank, this relates to issues that have come out of the Royal Commission. How difficult is it going to be to rebuild trust?
It's going to be difficult. It might take quite a long time, but You've got to start somewhere.
And what sort of deliberations took place when you came to this decision not to increase rates like the others?
Well, of course, this is a very significant decision. They say that leadership's about head, heart and guts. You know, you've got to follow your conscience about what you believe is right to do. But we have very good support from our board and obviously our executive team. And as I've spoken to our senior leaders and some branch staff today, I think they really support this decision because they can see it's an important step, another important step, and it'll take many, to rebuilding the confidence and trust that we want customers to have in us.
So that's the National Australia Bank Chief Executive, Andrew Thorburn, with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.